future classic readers. Level 11. The Diamond as Big as the Ritz. Published and copyrighted by eFuture. Introduction. F. Scott Fitzgerald is perhaps best known for his novel The Great Gatsby. He is also very well known for his descriptions of the Jazz Age, 1920s American culture. In this time, he was a popular American short story writer and novelist. In fact, he still is. He is often considered one of the greatest American writers of the 20th century. Fitzgerald was born in 1896 in Minnesota in the U.S. From an early age, he was interested in writing. When he was 13, his first piece of writing appeared in print. It was a detective story published in the school newspaper. In 1911, Fitzgerald was sent to a Catholic school in New Jersey. There, he was encouraged to pursue a career as a writer. After graduation, Fitzgerald decided to stay in New Jersey. He eventually enrolled at Princeton University. He then dedicated himself to becoming a writer. He often wrote for a magazine published by the university. Fitzgerald dropped out of school in 1917 to join the U.S. Army during World War I. The war ended in 1918 before Fitzgerald could be deployed. Fitzgerald eventually moved back to Minnesota. He wrote his first novel, This Side of Paradise, at this time. Published in 1920, it was instantly successful. Almost overnight, Fitzgerald became one of the country's most promising young writers. He supported himself by writing short stories for popular publications. One of his most famous stories was The Diamond as Big as the Ritz. Published in 1922, this story appeared in a collection called Tales of the Jazz Age. Most of the story is set in Montana. It is centered around a young man, a very wealthy family, and a huge diamond. This diamond is said to be bigger than the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Although The Great Gatsby is an American classic, many think of Fitzgerald's short stories as his best works. F. Scott Fitzgerald died of a heart attack in 1940 at the early age of 44.